Recording and ready. Okay.
You are listening to Strolling Down Main Street, episode 14.
Nope.
Okay. You are listening to Strolling Down Main Street, episode 16. Today we are talking about magic bands at Walt Disney World. Everybody, it's Susie.
And Greg.
Welcome to Strolling Down Main Street.
If this is your first time listening, then thanks for joining us.
You can find us at Strolling DMS on WordPress and Facebook.
Come back often and feel free to subscribe on iTunes. All links are in the show notes.
Now, let's get strolling. Okay, so the other day we were talking after dinner, I think, as you do, about Fast Passes.
Yep.
And we got on the topic. What's that face for?
I'm trying to remember why we started talking about Walt Disney World.
I think
we're probably talking about Galaxy's Edge and Fast Passes.
Yeah.
And then somehow hopped over to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that happened, but it did. And yeah, I didn't quite realize to what extent the magic bands make your day terribly predictable and how far in advance they made it that predictable. Because, okay, so for those of you who don't know, which I don't know, maybe I was just living under a rock, but the magic band makes it so that,
well, not the magic band, Fastpass Plus. Magic band is what okay they have there, but
the Fast Pass Plus, say that 10 times fast, which is on the Magic Band, makes it so that you have to choose, well, you don't have to, but you're going to, makes it so that to have Fast Passes, you have to choose them months in advance to your trip. And you have to choose, like, the exact rides and times that you are going.
Yeah, so maybe we'll go into... We've already talked about FastPass on, I think, multiple shows. I know we went into it on one of our Prepping for One Day in Disneyland shows.
Yeah.
So it's the same concept as getting a FastPass ticket. Like, it gets you to cut the line, shortening it by a significant amount. In Walt Disney World, it's like a half-hour window, whereas in Disneyland, it's like an hour window. The other thing is with it is you can book them up to 30 days in advance. You can, if you're staying off property, if you're staying on property at a Disney hotel, you can book them up to 60 days in advance. You do it similar to, if you're working through the app, similar to booking a reservation at the restaurants, as in you can pick the afternoon, morning, evening, and then it will show you the options, or you can just show all times. So up to 60 days in advance, you can be picking your fast passes for the day, or for if you're staying at the hotel for your entire trip. And you get 3 per day, and from what I read, you get 1 of what old school people would call like the e-ticket attractions, and then a couple other ones. So you can't pick the biggest attraction 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
For that day. You can then, after you've used up your ones, then you can start booking again. And then it starts operating pretty much like MaxPass, because you do a lot, you do it all through the app or whatever, mm-hmm, to pair with your band. So I did read also that there's ways to manipulate this and get all your stuff, but it sounds incredibly convoluted. Maybe when you actually know the system, it's not, but it basically seems like you pick your 3 big rides for the day for each of your days that you're staying there 60 days in advance.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, you can change them at any time, but
so that's what people do to fiddle with the system?
Yeah. It sounded really convoluted. you drop a ride, you basically you drop rides at a certain time, you book them all at a certain time so that you get, basically you spend all this time planning and figuring out how to manipulate it so that it works pretty much exactly the same as Disney's Max Pass.
So it's stupid.
It sounds very complicated. One thing, we haven't been there, but from every podcast I listen to, the amount of people that go there is insane compared to Disneyland.
Yeah.
So they've created systems to try and alleviate that.
Yeah.
As someone who's gone to Disneyland and before, you could just zoom around the park and, well, there was no fast pass at one point.
Yeah.
You just go to wherever you want, to the point you zoomed around, grab the fast passes, and now you can do the max pass and just pick ride after ride after ride after ride, like even on a busy day.
Yeah.
I would say... It sounds incredibly confining.
Yes. It sounds like something that a very, like, rigid, controlling, overly organized person would want to do.
Well, it sounds terrible for someone like myself who has a heart, who tries to do that kind of stuff. Like, who tries to figure out the best way to do something.
Yeah.
I feel like I would obsess over it.
Yeah.
More so than...
terrible.
Yeah.
In my everyday life, I'm definitely more of a planner. Like, it's just, I'm a calendar person, a list person, all that kind of stuff. But, like, when I go on vacation, I'm not that way. I don't want to be that way. I like to just go with it. So, like, for me, like, the best case scenario is, like, no fast passes. Like, but that's not possible anymore because the system is in place. So if you don't do fast passes, then you're basically just denying yourself.
Yeah, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about before
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, maybe the lineups would be 45 instead of an hour, but everyone will wait 45.
Yeah.
The fast pass,
which allows for optimal spontaneity because there's nothing in your day that is time bound, which I think is like ideal, but I know that's not how it is anymore. So the next thing is running around for the fast passes like it used to be, which I thought was like the best way. It was fun. Like, more tiring for sure, but fun. It was fun to go and collect the fast pass and have your little tickets and all that stuff, but I will say the Max Pass created a very smooth experience, but also one that was not rigidly planned because you didn't do anything until you actually got into the park that day.
Yeah.
Then you took a peek at what was going on with the fast passes and it was kind of like, sure, let's grab one. They're really early still, but let's grab one for Space Mountain. It starts in an hour. Then you go and figure out, okay, well, what can we do in the meantime? And you go and do whatever. Then Space Mountain time comes. And the thing is because there's no, like limits on how many you get in the day and stuff like that. Like with the Fast Pass Plus one. Like, you can do the Space Mountain one, or you can drop it and get a different one. And then also, like, after a certain amount of time, you can get another one for after Space Mountain, and it could be Indiana Jones if you wanted it to be. There's no limit on what type of ride it is either.
Well, and because not everyone's booked 60 or 30 days in advance.
There's so they're a lot not all more taken up.
Up for grabs. So
yeah.
Where the impression I get is in Walt Disney World, you're doing a real big gamble if you drop.
Well, you probably don't know if you're going to get anything.
I think it lets you, and you can tell.
Yeah.
Because I think you edit your fast pass.
Oh, so you swap it.
Before you throw your other one away, you can look and see what's available.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, that's what I'm saying, is that you sort of game the system, is that then you are still going, well, if I drop Space Mountain because I don't feel like going on it now, and I move it to 6 p.m., I don't get any new fast passes until 6.
Yeah, like which at that point, probably they're all going
to
be gone.
Like, I don't get to do anything. Now my fast passes is done till 6.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in the park and you get a Space Mountain fast pass at 6 at 10 a.m., well, you can get another one.
At Disneyland,
you get another one. I think it's an hour and a half for Max Pass.
Yeah.
An hour and a half later.
Yeah, and that other one could be for another big ride, or it could be for a small ride. It's totally up to you.
Yeah, you could get 10 Fast Passes for It's a Small World in the day, or you could get, I mean, what did we do in Incredicoaster? Like, 4 or 5 times in one day with Max Pass?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, like, I'm totally biased because, like, I've never done Disney World. And also, to me, that just sounds like the polar opposite of what I want my Disney trip to be. It just, for me, takes all the fun out of it. I like that feeling of, like, not knowing what's next. You know, like Vanellope.
You just watched Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah, I just watched Ralph Breaks the Internet with one of our nieces.
Yeah. But,
like, it just takes away some of the thrill, I think. Like, I don't really want to go in there and be like, okay, guys, like, here's our roster for the day. Like, I like not knowing exactly when I'm going to be on each ride that day. Like, and even if I make plans to go on at a certain time, I can drop it. I can change it. I can, like, whatever. Because there's no, like, limitations really on my fast passing. So it's, like, a lot easier to change your mind and go a different direction.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I feel like with that one, like you said, it's a risk to drop it. So it's, like, you're probably just going to stick with what you planned. And then it's, like, when you combine that with, like, what you were saying, there's the dining plan and everything. You could literally have your entire vacation, like, timed out by the hour, like, 2 months in advance to going.
Yeah.
Which is, like, why? That's just, that's so not fun.
Our fridge just started up, and I'm wondering if this is going to get picked up on the microphone. Probably. Nothing you can do about it, though.
No, the fridge is going to do what it's going to do.
We don't have room for a recording studio in our two-bedroom apartment.
No. But yeah, so there's not really much more to say. Just, I'm skeptical of the system. I understand why it's in place because while I haven't seen it, I know it's cuckoo crazy there with the amount of people that they have to process through the parks each day. So coming up with a system like that is obviously their way of trying to make it feel a little more manageable. But yeah, I think that's another reason why I'm just, like, not 100% like sure I ever really want to go over there, because I don't want to do my trip like that. So that's the way they operate, so I might just not go.
Like, well, yeah, it's hard to know.
I might just be a lifelong Disneylander, like, you know.
No, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely sounds very strange.
So structured.
It may work different in practice.
Yeah.
You know, I might have been reading just a crazy person's blog, but it's just reading it and sort of seeing, like, well, what do you have to do to make it so that you kind of are getting, like, being able to pick stuff throughout the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And it's, like, there is something to be said, like, if you could be able to be like, I really want to get on Racers at night, and you can pick that ahead of time, you know you're getting on Racers at night.
Yeah.
I understand the appeal of that.
Yeah.
But it also...
But you can also do that with the Max Pass, is the thing. Because you get in the park at 8 o'clock in the morning, like, the Racers is not going to be gone yet.
Yeah.
So you just keep trucking in.
Yeah.
Like, throughout your day, oh, I really wanted to make sure I get on Racers at night. And you just keep checking in and keep an eye on the time.
Yeah.
Like, we did that with the Incredicoaster.
Yep.
Because we were like, oh, we want to get on when it's, like, dark. It's cool. So we just kept waiting, and we were like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, 7:30-ish, that should be fine. That should be dark enough.
Yeah.
And then so we grabbed one for that time.
Yeah.
You can still do that stuff.
Yeah, I definitely think it should, and I think it will stay the same because they invested all this in MaxPass, that it just stay how it is.
At Disneyland,
that,
yeah.
That you're not getting to, you don't get to decide when you go. You decide when you go by
going to the park and seeing what's there.
Yeah. You don't get to say, well, I do want to do, Incredicoaster or Racers or Guardians at night.
And also there's, like, this hierarchy all of a sudden, because the people who are staying, which I know most people stay in the resort, but people who are staying in the resort get to make those choices 2 months before their trip.
Yeah.
Which I have no desire to make those types of choices, but when you're the person maybe not staying in the resort, all of a sudden you have to wait until 30 days and you get, like, you know, the pickings of what's left, like going to the grocery store at night and you're picking through the produce.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you've gotten someone else's seconds, like, and I feel like I don't like that system. Like, I don't want a system where it's, like, about kind of this hierarchy, you know, which I guess some of the other stuff is too, with the prices and blah blah blah, but
yeah, I mean there's other things here and there, but I don't know, it gets convoluted.
On the general whole, I'm not a fan of the idea, but maybe I'm not fully understanding it. I don't know. I feel like I am. There's not much to understand.
No, I think it operates how I said, is that you can book it up to 60 days in advance. You book three. You can't book three of the best rides, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can, okay, let's say you could.
Mm-hmm.
But you only get three for the time there.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've used those, you can move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop and change and edit them as you please. But until those ones disappear, those three you got 60 days in advance disappear, you can't pick more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Disneyland does not adopt this system, because I would be very upset. And yeah, it will definitely influence my decision about whether I want to go there or not, because
the only thing though is that they're building a Star Wars hotel,
right?
So
maybe they'll bring one to Disneyland.
Where?
I don't know. Also, today is May the 4th, so May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
And rest in peace, Chewbacca.
Yeah. Passed away April 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Mayhew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will do it for a short little episode on
Magic Bands WTF.
Fast Pass Plus. How do you feel about Magic Band? The actual thing.
I don't like it.
Scan it to get in your hotel. And
it makes me feel like, I don't know. It's the same reason I think that, like, Fitbits and stuff bother me. It's like, there's just this, like, this thing on you. It's, like, tracking you.
Maybe it is.
Exactly. You don't know. It is for sure collecting data on you. It's like, where'd they go in the park? Where'd they eat? What did they spend? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm pretty sure Disney already has all my information.
Well, whatever. I don't like having a little strap on me. It feels like I have a little handcuff, and I don't like it. No.
Okay.
Okay.
I will end this episode.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.